He whispered to her of the past and of that love that had seemed so sweet and that had turned to bitterest burning hate, consuming him as with the fire of hell whose flames should scorch her soul also and drive her to a despair as great as his, and her mind felt this haunting presence even while her bodily eyes could see nothing. In she fled to society, to all places where there were crowds of men and women, in order to escape. The haunting presence was with her everywhere. Day by day it grew more distinct, more real, a something from which there was no escape. In the dim grey of twilight she saw him, with his wild menacing eyes, his fierce, passionate hate, expressing itself in every line of his face, in every gesture of his form. The shock was too much for her overwrought nerves and she fell dead upon the floor, and then Bendo knew that he had succeeded and had killed her, and that from henceforth the brand of Cain was stamped upon his brow. Horror of himself seized upon him. He loathed the deed he had done. The body to drag it down with him and to haunt and torment it forever, so that on neither side of the grave should she know rest. But now his only thought was to escape from himself and the horror of his success, for all good was not dead in this man, and the shock which had killed the Marchesa had awakened him to the true nature of his revengeful feelings. City of Hell, the fit dwelling place for such as he, was able to help the now repentant man and to show him how he might best undo the wrong he had done. In order that he may ask her to forgive him and that he may forgive her himself. He has also been drawn to this sphere, for her own life was very guilty, and it is in this counterpart of that city which saw the history of their earthly love that they will meet again, and that is why he awaits her upon this bridge where in the past she has so often met him. And will she meet him soon? And then will the sojourn of this man in this sphere be over, and he will be free to pass to a higher one, where his troubled spirit shall at last know a season of rest ere it mounts by slow and painful steps the stony pathway of progression. Will she, too, leave here with him? Oh no! She will be also helped to progress, but their paths will lie widely asunder. Enmity between them, only passion, and pride, and wounded self-love. On the shoulder he started and turned round, but at first did not recognize me. Made myself known and said how I should rejoice to renew our early friendship in those higher spheres in which I hoped we would both soon meet again. That I, too, had sinned and suffered, and was working my way upwards now. He seemed glad to see me and wrung my hand with much emotion when we said goodbye, and then faithful friend and I went away, leaving him still seated upon the bridge waiting for his last interview with her who had been once so dear to him and who was now but a painful memory. We were on our road from Venice to those plains which I now understood to be the spiritual replica of the plains of Lombardy. My attention was suddenly attracted by a voice calling to me in a pitiful tone for help. Turning back a little way to my right hand I saw a couple of spirits lying apparently helpless upon the ground, and one was making gestures to cause me to come to him. Let my companion go on, and went to see what he wanted. Murmuring something about helping him to rise, I bent down to lift him up, when to my surprise he made a clutch at my legs with his hands and contrived to fasten his teeth in my arm. The other one, suddenly jumping up, tried to fasten upon my throat like a wolf. Of anger on my part, I confess, I shook myself free of them and was stepping back, when I half stumbled, and turning my head saw what a great pit had suddenly opened behind me, into which with another step backwards I must have fallen. Then I remembered the warnings given me not to allow my lower passions to be aroused and thus place myself on a level with these beings, and I regretted my momentary burst of anger and resolved to keep calm and cool. And towards the two dark spirits again and saw that the one who I fancied had been hurt was crawling along the ground to reach me, while the other was gathering himself together like a wild beast about to spring. Recognized as the man with the withered hand and his friend, who had tried to deceive me with the false message a short time before. I looked at them, throwing all the power of my will into the determination that they should not advance nearer to me. As I did so they faltered and stopped, and finally rolled over on the ground snarling and showing their teeth like a couple of wolves, but unable to approach a step nearer. To faithful friend whom I soon overtook and narrated to him what had occurred. To domineer over the just rights of others it is a most useful and valuable quality, and in your work in the spirit world you will have found that it is the great lever by which you can act, not alone upon those round you but even upon apparently inanimate matter, and I thought as those two are very likely to come across you from time to time, you might as well settle now which should be master, which should be the dominant personality. They will be shy of directly meddling with you again, but so long as you work about the earth plane, you will find them ready at any chance to thwart your plans if the opportunity comes. And Shyu's in next audio file.